flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Head coach, University of Maryland, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline, joins us every Tuesday, Coach Kevin Willard. Coach, how are you feeling today?
Doing good, guys. How are you doing?
Doing all right, and I guess, at least for now, I put to bed the narrative of can't win on the road and all that fun stuff. Let's go back to the Illinois game first, and I know the Vucevic, apologize for not remembering his name. He was out ill. Your bigs dominated that game, then really pulled away. Do you look at this as, well, you know, because a lot of people, well, they didn't have their full complement, Illinois. Do you give a crap about any of that defending or trying to diminish your win?
No, I mean, you know, when you go through a season, you're not going to be a full strength at times. Your opponent's not going to be a full strength at times. So, you know, you gotta take advantage when one of your opponents doesn't have their center. So I thought Juju and Derek did a really good job of just kind of really understanding that we had a size advantage and just wanted to pound it inside. And I thought the two big guys did great.
Now, against Indiana, you had a lot of guys do very well. Of course, Rodney Rice was incredible. But before we praise him, and rightfully so, Jacoby Gillespie, he had the one bad game, if we want to call it that, against Washington. Since then, Coach, he's been outstanding. Just talk about this kid coming from Belmont. They were talking about it on the TV broadcast on Saturday, just the adjustment from, you know, the Missouri Valley to the Big Ten, the step up, and how he's not only rose to the challenge, maybe has played himself into first-team consideration in the Big Ten team here.
Yeah, I think Jacoby, more than anything, you know, there is an adjustment period to this conference and to maybe just a different size of guard that's guarding him. You know, Washington put a 6'6 freshman on him, Diallo, that did a really good job of just kind of frustrating him a little bit, and that's the only bad game Jacoby's played all year. So since then, he's kind of understood that what he needs to do against the bigger guards of this league, and I think he's just been a great leader on the court. He's been a great leader off the court, and he's a really fun kid to coach.
The ebbs and flows of Sunday's game against Indiana, and you're up, they came back, then you took a lead, they came back, they got the N1 late, which put them up 4. I was yelling so loud in my living room, Coach, I think my neighbor thought I was screaming at my wife, or she was screaming at me, either way, but you pull it out. Rodney Rice was huge. Just talk about his season, another transfer from Virginia Tech, and how he gets acclimated, and you know, sometimes might not be his best day, but boy, when it's time to rise to the occasion, he certainly did it.
Well, I think the one thing people don't understand about Rodney is, you know, he only played 8 games his freshman year at Virginia Tech. So for him now to go through a full college season, be in the 10th game of Big Ten play, I just think he's really adjusted well. He has had some ups and downs, but I think it's just a typical, almost like a freshman year of what he's going through. But he's been, defensively, he's really worked hard and been great for us. And, you know, to be honest with you, offensively, he is such a spark plug. And we know he's going to get out there, and we know he's going to get a bucket when we need one. And him and Jacoby have just really worked well together.
Kevin Willard, head coach, University of Maryland, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fantasy does every Tuesday. We had Walt Williams on last week, of course, Maryland legend, Maryland Radio Network, and he talked about defense traveling on the road. And you told us a couple weeks ago that your team is really good defensively. They mentioned it on Sunday again, that you're in the top 20, I believe, in defensive percentile in college basketball. How do you instill that mindset into the players, understanding that, you know, it's a grind for everyone, but as long as you play that D, good things will eventually maybe happen for you?
Yeah, I think there's a kind of a happy medium with us is, you know, we kind of have a deal with the guys is, you know, you give great effort on the defensive end and we'll kind of let you do what you can do on the offensive end. And we've been trying for the last couple of years to, you know, not, it sounds crazy, not to be as good defensively and be a little bit better offensively. And I think this group has kind of found a good kind of balance in between. All right, we got to work defensively, but at the same time, same as some energy for the offensive end. And, you know, we're now top 20 offense. And, you know, I think we slid a little bit defensively, but, you know, we're scoring the basketball. And when you score, it's just a little bit easier to play defense just because you can set your defense up a little bit better than when you're in transition. So it's just, I got a good group of guys. They work hard. They understand that, you know, in this league that you're going to have to bring it defensively.
Kevin, when you got this team together, you know, watching them in practice and early in the season, did you think they were going to be this good shooting the three?
Yeah, I mean, that was the one thing. We went into the portal, you know, Celt Miguel, Rodney Rice, Jacoby, all those guys were over 40% on catch and shoot threes, and that was really the main focus for us, knowing that we had Derek Queen coming in, that we had Julian Reese coming back. So having two big guys, we needed some guys on the floor at all times that could shoot the basketball, and it was just something that we really, because we struggled so bad the year before shooting the basketball, it was just something that was a main priority for us to make sure we got guys that can complement Derek and Julian.
Hey, Coach, like, go back to the Illinois game. Like, with the injuries, like, to the center, when did you know? Did you know it prior to the game or before the game just started? Because then all of a sudden you got to tell your guys, all right, switch the game plan a little bit because your guards like to shoot, play. You know, they only took three threes in that game, and they worked it inside. To me, that's discipline and good coaching.
Well, it was gonna be our plan no matter what. You know, because he's a more of a pick and pop five man. He's not the most overly physical kid, so we were gonna throw it into Julian no matter what. We had done it the year before there, and it worked really well. We had did it at home against them, and it worked really well. You know, Brad doesn't like to double team the post, so we knew we could have one on one play with Julian. And we saw him in sweats. I actually walked up to him right before the game and asked him what was going on. He said he had mono. I felt bad for the kid, but at the same time, I didn't feel bad for Illinois.
Kevin Willard, head basketball coach, University of Maryland. Now you got Wisconsin tomorrow, number 17 at home. And, hey, you know, the narrative about Maryland can't win on the road. Same with Wisconsin at home. They dominate teams. Now they're coming on the road. But you talk about pick and pops, this kid winners. So he can bang them. You got the guards that are great. Tanji's been around for 7 years, I think. So they've got some talent. They're playing really well. So talk about the matchup problems they're going to present, because the Tanji kid's a big guard, does a lot of things, sort of like the kid at Northwestern a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, Tanji is probably as good a guard as we're going to see all year. He's playing at a super high level. He's 6'5". He's been, like you said, he's been around forever, so he's got a lot of confidence. Their big guys are older. There's, you know, Stephen Crowell, he's a fifth-year senior. He's a guy that's been in Wisconsin's program. Greg does a great job of just, you know, he spreads the floor on you, runs a lot of pick-and-rolls. You know, Max Kleksmith's been there for now 5 years. So an older team that is playing really well. I think they've won 7 out of their last 8. You know, we're going to have to really defend the three-point line because it's the best three-point shooting team in the league.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevin, last thing for you. After Wisconsin, you're off for a while, and we'll assume you win. Probably put you in the top 25, not to jinx you by any stretch of the imagination. Then you don't play again until, what, February 6th? How do you maintain that level of intensity? And you certainly don't want to break when you're running hot in the win column there.
No, it's a good point. And this is going to be our 11th game. Already in Big Ten play, and you know, there's some teams that have only played 8, so we've had a lot of games in a short period of time. So I think the break's going to be good for the guys. Get 2 or 3 days off, let them kind of get re-energized for a really, I think, fun stretch in February, which is, you know, we have 6 home games in February, which is really exciting. So I think being at home in February is going to give us a chance to really get on another run. So I think the guys deserve a break and looking forward to kind of attacking February.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.